Oh, but let me slip into my corn pone persona, because I want to tell you all about Kern's Holler. Kern's Holler is the nicest little whorehouse you ever... Wait a minute, that's the wrong intro. Kern's Holler is the nicest little piece of land you'd ever want to find up in the hill country in Internetville. Oh, yeah. There's this good-hearted guy named Dr. Tater Gumfries. He's kind of somewhere halfway between a brilliant lunatic and a crackpot visionary and a feed-shoveling guru. And Kern's Holler's where he set up this kind of artist colony and game preserve for some genius freaks. It's way out in the cyber sticks, and it's high security, so everyone can let their freak flags fly without no trolls or National Guardsmen to ruin our vibe. Anyhow, I dropped in at the farmhouse the other day looking for Tater, and I couldn't find him nowhere. Doc Holocaust and Xanatos Satanicos Bombasticos and Dr. Dark were all busy chatting in the kitchen over milk and cookies.
I don't know.
They didn't know where he was.
I don't know, man.
In the entertainment room, Dr. Phineas Narco was hanging out with Nico and Nikki and Nigel and the Marquis Des Moines, who'd been misfiled under the M's. But they're all busy listening to something on headphones, so I left them alone. Well, I went out back to the patio where Reverend Eggplant was roasting some hauntingly familiar animal carcass on the giant grill. Mmm, good. I hope it wasn't someone I know. I said hello to Reverend Sweetness McGee and Jacques Treatment and Brain Leak, who are quaffing some sub Guinness, but I could tell they'd been there for a while, so I went back through the house and out the front way. Reverend Stang and Princess Wee were out on the front porch swing with the 3-foot paramecium, and the three of them was just a swinging and a laughing and a laughing and a laughing. Hey, it was no good to ask where Tater was. Neither was Motomac and Lord Cyclohexane, who was locked in a rock-paper-scissors game to the death. And hell, they was both losing somehow to crazy Reverend Jim Jones.
Woo-hoo!
I stepped over Reverend Andre Brothel and Reverend Dr. Crash and made my way onto the lawn, where Reverend Anna Dynamite's Kern's Holler Ladies Garden Club and Splatter Film Appreciation Society meeting was underway. As I panned around the assemblage looking for Tater, I could see Teela Ubiquitous and Subgenius Spice and Reverend Popus Pockets were there, but then it morphed into a Manchurian Candidate, Cyclorama, Dr. Mr. Sister, and White Ruffled Madam Spidey Drag, and then his face erupted in a hideous rictus, and he was laughing, laughing, laughing. What is it with the laughing today? I gotta get out of here and find Tater. I fell to the ground and crawled out between everyone's legs, and when I was clear, I just broke into a run. But there was a shimmer of gossamer wings, and Hopa's Pantiara fluttered past. I didn't know she could fly, but I had a feeling she didn't realize it either, so I didn't distract her. St. Reverend Alex strolled by, and I was about to ask him about Tater when all of a sudden a lightning bolt hit right between us. And then there was his trilly laughs and the sound of high fives. It was Reverend Ramona backing on up and Priestess Pisces holed up in the futuristic treehouse, shooting lightning bolts off their fingertips for kicks. My broken field ran out of range as it peppered me with taser shots. Girls. Then I almost damn near stepped on Gleepy the Hen. She was running past like a chicken with its hat off. And then I almost stepped on Curtis, who'd lit after her. And then come a whole pastel of ferrets with Paul Jameson trying like hell to get him back in his pockets before they got to Gleepy. Oh, that noise knocked me back into the big mushroom in the middle of the yard. Chuck Key and Bob Gore and Dr. Topper come falling off the top of it, laughing worse than Stang. I cussed and kicked the shroom, only here come Reverend Quaalude down too, and he almost pancaked.
Oh, what?
Meanwhile, out on the giant fire ant mound, Ankara and Imbiger and Artemia Salina and Zapanaz were discussing the finer points of kook baiting over a wailing, screeching alt slack kook who they'd crucified on the anthill. I went over and watched the hideous, greasy thing monkey dance for a while, but I had to go. I had a mission, and Reverend Diva Schematic was up on the towering plinth drawing. I yelled up, tried to ask her if she'd seen Tater, but little Theodore was on the other plinth playing loud as a bastard. And on the third plinth, Reverend Baylor Trucks was playing loud as a son of a bitch. But then I got snarled on the cables lying around on the ground. DJ Shaver and Two Beans and Maynard Brainerd were wiring up the plinths, which it turned out were colossal speakers 20 feet high. I backed off and ran like hell before they could plug those suckers in. Oh, in the shed, Leonard the Committed and Rock Roswell and the Sicker Vicar and Pater Nostril were shooting craps with the dead Dr. Legume's knuckle bones. Oh, Dr. Legume wasn't dead yet, but that didn't stop him. Witchfinder Colonel Christopher Lee had set up a portable cocktail bar to cash in on the action and was popping the tops off of some sub-Guinness homebrews with an evil grin. Only the Reverend Dr. Lobotomy had the balls enough to quaff it, though. A jeep sped by, driven by Fife Sittage with Reverend Sud's rod and shotgun. They were on patrol, making sure Kern's holler was secure, with Agent Lloyd riding high on back, gleefully fingering the trigger of that huge swivel-mounted machine gun. I know I felt safe. Out in the woods nearby, Rastabilly Bob and his prime mate were having a sweet romantic moment. They sat on a throne made of stacks of ancient books, and a huge snowy owl sat above them, flames reflected in his unblinking eye. The fire came from a pile of burning books. The flames sputtered a bit, and the owl grasped a copy of Pilgrim's Progress in its talons and flew over the flames and dropped it on the pyre while the happy couple laughed. In the barnyard, Reverend Bork Cowcatcher and Reverend John Boy were practicing their human pyramid thing with the livestock for the Tri-County Fair up in Humbert. Oh, they's coming along real fine, but I think those boys ought to be putting the bulls on the bottom. I made damn sure I didn't distract them. I strolled on into the barn and that's when I saw it. The thing you cannot unsee. It was that international sex bandit chain smirker. And he was fornicating with Tater's Prize livestock crossbreeding experiment. The hog to bust. And the otherwise sweet toilet paper was obliging me holding its head wherever the hell that was. And Reverend Angry Larry and Bull Zombie was eagerly filming it all for the next installment of the Dead Dave Show.
Oh, yeah.
And leaning against this tall wall and drinking another sub-Guinness was Dr. Lobotomy again. Just because he'd want his damn name to be mentioned twice, the egomaniac. Anyhow, I never did find Tater, but that was my own damn fault. I stayed and did some hog to puss with the rest of them until the smell got to be too bad, so at least the night wasn't a total wash. Good night, Seekers. And thanks for the music, Rastabilly Bob. Still tastes like bacon sushi.